Hey, you going to that PAX South? We're going to that PAX South.
See us at the PAX South. We're going to be in the Cactus Theater on Saturday at 4 p.m. That's January 28th, 27th.
Oh,
it's a Saturday.
Look at Mr. Informed.
Yeah, 4 p.m. Saturday.
You need to pasteurize your wife.
No kidding, right?
Yeah.
How do we get Louis Pasteur up in my wife?
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Canata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
We got a twofer today.
A twofer.
We're going to do two stories. Two stories in one show. Because we got a lot of organ-related stories lately. Some organs.
We got a lot of organ-related stories. Got a lot of organs on ice in my trunk.
Just organs everywhere.
Trying to make a little bit of money. The holidays are over.
We're legit on the organ trail right now.
You need
now.
A slice of liver? Hit me up. Hit me up.
Just slice of liver. So the first one I want to bring up to you is, you know, we've talked about, I think we have a shared phobia about appendicitis.
It's not so much... When I was a kid, I definitely had it, and I think
I still have it.
Because it was such, we've talked about this, it was such a TV tropey kind of garbagey right. plot where it's like, oh no,
yeah.
your appendix is burst. And right. I thought people's appendixes were just bursting left and right.
Aren't they?
I thought it was like guaranteed to happen. I thought appendix and tonsils, eventually everybody yeah. has to have them out.
Tonsils is a weird thing too. I mean, we weren't going to talk about tonsils, but tonsils is a... Like, tonsils is completely
changed.
I mean,
we weren't going to talk about tonsils because this is polite, mixed
right,
company.
You don't just bring up tonsils.
You don't just bring up tonsils. But, like, let's get down to fucking business.
They don't even
about
do
tonsils.
Tonsils is like, they don't even remove them anymore, right? It's changed the way
no,
the medicine
No, tied in a knot, falls off on its own.
Yeah. Yeah. Tonsils, you just shame it.
The hemorrhoid
just,
of the mouth.
You just publicly shame it, and then it leaves on its own.
Yeah. You hit it like a little punching bag. I've learned a lot about tonsils during my time. But no, yeah, the appendix was a big fear of anybody who grew up watching sitcoms.
Oh, man. I still worry about it. There's still a tiny part of me that anytime I have something big coming up that I'm looking forward to, I go, yeah, but what if my appendix bursts? I still have that weird moment yeah. every time.
Did I pack the... Okay, I brought an extra charger.
Right.
I brought the battery case because uh-huh. I'm going to be out and running around a lot.
Uh-huh.
Brought more than I usually... We'll travel with just two pairs of jeans
because uh-huh.
you can get away with one pair of jeans. But then, what if something happens?
Gotta have that backup.
Gotta
pair
have
of
that
jeans.
And then, of course, I've had my tonsils and my appendix removed preemptively right. for the trip.
That's probably smart. That's just smart. You gotta renew your passport.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta get your appendix and tonsils removed.
I just have a tattoo over my abdomen of the process of an appendectomy.
There you
that
go.
Way, if it bursts like in a mall or something,
just
somebody
is
like, there's a scalpel taped to my thigh. Get in
yeah.
there,
yeah.
and get this thing out.
Yeah, in emergency, look at my ass, I guess, instead of break glass. The thing is, that's weird about the appendix is that it can be removed. It'll fuck you up, but up until now, we didn't even know what it was for.
Yeah. Like, we knew it was a ticking time bomb.
It's a ticking time bomb that seems utterly superfluous.
The idea was, oh, perhaps this is a leftover thing, a vestigial organ,
right.
something that we used back in prehistoric times before we turned into the beautiful specimens that we are, and now we just don't need it.
Yeah. Well, there has been some new
like
research.
The opposable thumb.
Right. We don't need that.
Fuck it. We're beyond opposable thumbs
we
now.
We don't hitchhike anymore. Who needs it?
Who needs it?
There's been some new study at the Midwestern University Arizona College of Osteopathic Medicine.
Go fighting osteopaths.
They have done some new research into what the fuck is the appendix?
It's
in a paper published recently entitled,
hey,
the fuck is the appendix?
The fuck is this thing for?
Hey, what up, everybody?
Yeah.
Bam, bam, bam,
hey,
bam,
man,
bam,
we
bam.
Just got here. Everybody's been wondering what's up with the fucking appendix.
Yo, we figured this shit out. What's the appendix for? I will give you an answer.
It's the end of the book that tells you all of the glossary terms.
Bam, 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 bam.
Turns out nobody looked in the dictionary under what appendix means.
We done good science.
Yeah, we out, bitches.
Thanks for the grant money.
Now, these guys actually...
Those guys must just be, like, really, really good at filling out grant applications.
They
are. Forms. I don't know.
They're charming in the room, and it's on the stage where they get annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're overcompensating, because normally they're just very nervous, quiet fellows.
Oh, yeah. They're adorable when in the interview.
Sure. So what are the fighting osteopaths say this is for?
Well, they did a survey of species that have an appendix. Turns out humans aren't the only species that have appendix. In fact, there are 533 total species that we know of on planet Earth that have appendices.
And we use the appendix to communicate with all of them.
We're all linked
to one giant hive mind.
Yeah, it's an appendix that will, the giant appendix will someday rise from the ocean.
Listen to your appendix, people.
That's all. The appendix bursts.
It was a song in Pocahontas. Listen to your appendix. Paint with the colors of the wind.
That's right.
Speak to a raccoon.
Listen to your appendix.
Change history however you feel. That was the title song. I forget.
It's a very amazing song just because of the number of times they managed to rhyme appendix.
Yeah.
Which is not easy.
No.
Jimi Hendrix, I guess.
That was the main one. And it was like just Jimi Hendrix over and over. And they just tried to keep making a joke out of it where John Smith and the little raccoon would like look at each other and be like, who's Jimi Hendrix?
It worked.
I think you might be like 300 or 400 years early.
It turns out, yeah, chimps, dogs, even pikas have appendices.
Even Pikachus.
Yep, a Pikachu has an appendix.
But a Raichu does not.
No, they evolved past it. See
a
what
Pichu
happens.
Is basically 80% appendix. And then by the time you get to Raichu, there's none.
That's the problem is you catch them all and then they burst. It's bad. And they did a comparison. They looked at all of these 533 different creatures. They put them in a room, and they're like, what do you guys have in common?
They put them in a room, and they're like, all right, now get along. All 533 species.
You guys have something in common. Can you figure out what it is?
Can you figure out what it is? Can you stop pecking each other's eyes out and figure out what it is? Can you stop mauling each other and talk to one another? Can you?
It turns out that they couldn't find any link between dietary, ecological, or social characteristics from the animals.
Mm-hmm.
So they were flummoxed until they noticed that there is a common in all of these animals and not so in animals without an appendix.
A love of Carly Rae Jepsen.
That's what it was. They all just were like thumping to the Jepsen tunes.
I'll tell you what, Emotion was like an underrated album. I mean, yeah. I know it was just like super poppy or whatever, but
right.
Man, that's a good album all the way through.
She's a younger Kelly Clarkson.
I think she's older.
Is she an older Kelly Clarkson?
I think she's older than Kelly
Clarkson. They're both young.
I think they're both 48, but they seem younger. Whereas you're 48, but you seem older.
You're consistent with your inability to judge ages.
I think everyone's about 48.
So what they found was a higher than normal concentration of lymphoid tissue in a part of their digestive tract that begins in the large intestine. So
what do we need this lymphoid tissue for, Jeff? What purpose does that
serve?
Well,
it turns out that if you have... like a flu, or if you get food poisoning or something, anything, or you take antibiotics, anything that flushes your system of bacteria, it turns out that some of the bacteria that you need, this good bacteria that's in your intestines, gets replenished by the appendix.
Oh,
now,
okay.
It's non-essential. We still obviously can live without them. They're relatively superfluous, but it does have a function to give you back some of that bacteria that you need when to live and have a healthy intestine.
Wait, so you're telling me the appendix is an extra tube of bacteria?
Yeah.
The appendix is like that ketchup bottle that I keep in the back of my fridge for like way, way, way too long.
Yeah.
And then when I open it up, it just explodes.
You gotta have extra ketchup.
It's strictly just there to gather bacteria and explode.
It's like, you know how when you build an IKEA piece of furniture.
I have never successfully finished an IKEA piece of furniture. I've set them all on fire every time.
Well, when you build an IKEA piece of furniture, there's little bits. There's like that little Allen wrench they give you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most of the time when I build one, when I'm done, I go, I don't want to get rid of all this stuff. I'm just going to get a little plastic bag and a piece of tape and stick it to the underside of the furniture and just keep that stuff in case I ever need it. That's what God did
with our bacteria. He just, except, it's like a little pouch.
Except your plastic bag doesn't explode and destroy your couch.
Well, sometimes, plastic bags, you know, are not as structurally sound as we would like.
Sure, but it still doesn't explode and destroy the couch.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah.
Oh, it's like when you leave hair dye sitting around. Did you ever leave hair dye sitting around?
No! I love how you can't relate to building an IKEA furniture, but hair dye sitting on your sofa.
You ever mixed together like some manic panic or something?
No.
And you just like, you leave it sitting around and eventually like it's in the little squeeze bottle. Uh-oh. Basically everything that explodes in my life comes in a squeeze bottle.
Well, yeah. Makes sense.
And so the appendix, I think, is the squeeze bottle of the human body.
It's pretty much, that's what it turns out.
It's only marginally useful. Like, I didn't really need that ketchup. I didn't really need that hair dye. It's fine that I had it. But if I leave it unchaperoned, it will explode and cause a ton of harm.
You know what's really scary?
I stained up my college apartment real bad. And then I like had to pay for the deposit.
Yeah.
Because it just exploded everywhere.
Well, The time that you decided that you wanted your hair to be condiment red.
And it was about a condiment red.
Yeah.
I called it fire engine red at the time, but it fades into a like more of a condiment red after a day or two.
Comically mixed up your hot dog. You squirted some fire engine red on your hot dog from the hair dye,
mm-hmm.
and you dyed your hair with the Heinz 57.
What a hilarious misunderstanding that was.
Oh, my goodness.
And by hilarious, I mean, I nearly died. There's a lot of weird chemicals and bleaches.
You do not want to put ketchup in your hair.
In hot dogs.
Yeah. Don't eat a hot dog. And even hair dye.
I'd rather eat 8 ounces of Manic Panic than most hot dogs. So this is an extra reserve of like good gut and tissue bacteria for us. So like just in case we drop to the point where we don't have good bacteria that we need for our immune system, for digestion, just to generally keep us healthy.
Right.
The appendix has it in there.
Yeah, it's a little packet of extra shit. You don't need it. You can take it out and you're fine. You're fine.
Like that douchebag that brings like the little kit of like seasonings to a restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, I got this at the travel store.
Oh.
I got it at the travel store. It just has a little bit of everything and it's got a little bit of cumin.
What is that? Herbes de Provence?
Yeah, it's just a little bit of Herbes de Provence.
Oh, okay.
That way when I go out to a restaurant, you know, I'm like, maybe it's just not seasoned to my liking and I'll just season it the way that I just keep all the seasonings on me.
Sir, is that, do you have seasonings?
I'm just putting a little cumin on
sir,
this.
Sir, please, the chef is, hey, what are you guys doing to my meal? The chef is very upset. He's very upset.
Oh, I'm just doing this because people don't do it right.
Oh, God.
Only I know how to do it right. I know how food goes.
Oh, no, he didn't.
I know how food goes so much that I had to buy a $35 kit that contains $4 worth of spices. Because I know food.
Sir, you're upsetting.
I'm making a big show.
You're upsetting.
I'm putting this seasoning on my food in a public place. I'm putting a big show on of how much I know about food.
Sir, you're upsetting Guy Fieri. He is very, very pissed off.
Oh, what are you doing back there?
He's just eating donkey sauce from a ladle. Just like, you're seasoning that wrong. I fucking hate those people.
Yeah,
who are you? Who are you?
Well, you're the appendix
who
of our
the
time.
Person, who is the person that goes in to a restaurant or on even on a flight?
Yeah.
Fuck you for bringing that on a flight. How'd you even get that on a plane?
Yeah. Isn't it funny how we have specific seasonings for, like, you get red pepper flakes when you order a pizza, but you don't get red pepper flakes when you order anything else.
I do.
What do you
order? I make sure.
In salad?
I always get, like, red pepper flakes for everything.
Yeah, you gotta have red pepper flakes.
I gotta feel something. So that's cool. So now we know what the appendix is for.
Yeah.
That's great. Did you know that we discovered an entirely new organ this week as well?
We discovered a new organ in what?
An entirely new organ.
Lying around? We left it in the attic?
Yeah. It was back by the Manic Panic and the ketchup in my fridge.
Oh, no. A new organ.
And a piece of an end table.
Who is this?
I just put pieces of an end table that I couldn't put together
in
drawers and stuff.
You need that Allen wrench.
I hid it like a dog or a squirrel will hide things.
Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Or like a child that doesn't want to get caught. It's just like a leg of a table there.
I'll never know I tried to build this.
A pile of screws at the bottom of like popcorn. We have a new organ. It is called the mesentery.
Oh.
The mesentery is basically
Is that named after, like, Dr. Mesentery? The
Dr. Stephen Mesentery. Hmm. I don't know what it's named after, but we've actually known about the Mesentery for a very long time. I think, according to this article, Da Vinci was the first person to, like, draw and show the Mesentery.
Classic Da Vinci.
Classic Da Vinci.
The bicentennial man who just, like, all the Mesentery right in there.
Robin Williams?
No, what was the... What
the
was
bicentennial
his,
man? Yeah. When Leonardo da Vinci came up with the concept for bicentennial man, yeah, this dude,
he wrote a lot of
flying machine,
yeah,
human anatomy,
yep,
the screenplay for bicentennial man. And he even drew, like, some of the concept art, and it looks like Robin Williams, which is crazy.
It's eerie.
That is how ahead of his time, yeah, this guy was. You gotta watch Da Vinci's weird, though, Demons. Watch it. Stars, baby.
Like, they all look like Mork, though.
Like Mork.
Not quite perfect. It's a little off.
It's a little off.
But he wasn't perfect.
No. Who is?
Yeah.
The Mesentery at that time was considered to be, and up until recently, was considered to be a collection of tissues that sort of surround our intestines and our digestive system.
Okay.
But now it turns out that the Mesentery is basically one continuous structure, and it's kind of like a bag that keeps all of your intestines and stomach together.
Oh.
And pinned to, like, the back of your abdomen. So it keeps everything in place. You ever watch, like, a medical show or, like, a fake medical show where, like, they cut into somebody's abdomen and there's, like, the weird belly, like, there's the weird balloon on the outside of, like, all, yeah, the belly stuff?
Yeah.
That's kind of the Mesentery.
But so now it's reached organ status?
It's reached organ status because it's one consistent structure.
Okay.
That holds everything together in the abdominal region.
It's the pantyhose of organs.
It is the pantyhose of organs.
Okay.
That's exactly what they called it.
That's what Mesentery means.
They said, what up? We've discovered the pantyhose organ.
Mm.
And it looks like a little plastic egg. So what it does, basically, is hold everything together. It may have other uses, but because it's an organ, researchers can now study it to figure out abdominal diseases,
huh,
and abdominal symptoms that we haven't been able to figure out.
I'm sorry, Dr. Phillips. You're not going to be able to study the Mesentery. We only allow study of organs. So, I'm sorry. There's no way we're going to allow you to continue your studies.
Yo, what up? We're here!
Meow, meow, meow.
We heard you're messing with our boy!
Don't talk to Dr. Phillips unless we're present, because we are his legal representatives.
You're not my legal representative, guys.
That's right.
Guys.
You figured it out because you're good at science.
That's
you good,
right,
doctor. You know who else is? Us.
We are. Meow, meow, meow.
Check out this discovery. The Mesentery's an organ,
it's
bitch.
It's an organ now, bitches.
We don't mean that in a derogatory way towards anybody that identifies as female. We mean bitches as like a sort of a cool slang way. We would like to divorce the meaning,
yeah,
and the context if we could, and we know that is kind of problematic.
Neo-feminism, motherfuckers!
What up? It's an organ!
See what I mean? Like, every once in a while, a little bit of, like, you can tell they're a little thoughtful.
Yeah. There's a heart of gold in there somewhere.
In there somewhere. It's right underneath the Mesentery. So basically, like, people who have, like, weird abdominal issues, like, oh, we think you have IBS. Oh, no, it turns out that you have Crohn's disease. Oh, no, it turns out that you have something else. Or, like, and they can't figure it out.
Yeah.
This could be a new organ to study, to be like, we wonder if there is something wrong with the Mesentery that is causing all of these issues.
It's crazy that we're discovering organs now.
Jeff.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you how many organs you think there are in the human body, and then follow up by asking you if it's really crazy that we're still finding new organs. That should tell you that it's higher than you think.
All right, I'm going to do...
name all the organs you can think of.
Okay. The Mesentery.
The Mesentery.
Got it. The kidney.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got two of those.
Left kidney.
Yep.
You got the blood pumping kidney.
Yep.
You got the thinking kidney.
Yeah, huh? Yep.
You got breathing kidneys.
Breathing kidneys.
Yeah.
Sure.
You got your,
vision kidneys.
Vision kidney. Yeah. You got that kidney that, like, makes you be able to drink alcohol.
Yeah. you got that kidney that processes the alcohol. You know, that one kidney. But if you go through them and you're like, heart, kidneys, liver, you know, you can maybe name like the major organs, right? The vital organs is what we call those. How many organs do we actually have, Jeff?
I would say, can we do like Price is Right rules and I can go one and then I will win by not going over?
Yes.
Okay, good. One. Is it more than?
No, you did it.
Okay.
Because technically you're not in competition with anybody else.
Yeah.
So you did it without going over. You were, however, off by 78.
Ooh.
There are 79 organs in the human body that we know of, including the mesentery.
It turns out that we know of.
And it also turns out anything in the body can be an organ now.
Yeah.
Based on this research, who knows how many organs there are left?
That's crazy.
What's exciting is how many organs we have yet to discover in the future.
The undiscovered organ.
Star Trek V.
That was, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's where I was going. Yeah.
I'm thinking about it. I was going to do a Robin Williams movie. What's the Robin Williams movie where?
Star Trek V, the Undiscovered Country.
Yeah. What's the one where he like goes in the dream world and it's all flowers?
What Dreams May Come.
Yeah. It's also a Shakespeare reference. They're both Shakespeare references from the same speech, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You remember that soliloquy in Hamlet where he talks about his mesentery?
Yeah.
And how full of bile his mesentery is?
He just wants to spit and vomit from his mesentery.
Yeah. Guys.
Organs.
Did you know there were 79 of them?
I didn't.
That's crazy. The human body is just stuffed full of things.
It really is.
And there's like literally no empty space in the human body. Like the more I think about how much stuff there is in the human body.
And yet you could just take an appendix right out of it.
You ever just take
it right out and there's still not going to be any empty space.
You ever build like a small form factor computer but try to put like really high quality parts into it?
Oh yeah.
That's what surgeons do every day.
Every day.
Do you know how much they're just like shoving? You know when you like when you really 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 pack a carry-on bag and like pack it so perfectly and it's just like I can't even buy one souvenir because I am amazed at how much I got into this single carry-on.
You don't
want to
unzip it because stuff will just pop right out.
That's the fucking human body,
That's what a scalpel does. Pops right out. You know what's crazy is if you do ever see any of those things, which I have a hard time watching, frankly, I get a little squeamish, but the amount of physicality involved in a surgeon's work, like they're muscling stuff. They're just...
Meant to break open or move around.
No.
Shit is shoved in there.
It is crazy.
Doctors are just like, I don't know, what makes you think you're so qualified to be an abdominal surgeon? Well, I packed a 2-bedroom apartment into a Toyota Yaris when I moved.
Yeah.
So I think I can cut you open.
Get a lot of shit in there. Yeah.
And get this 9 meters of mesentery out there. Good Lord. Guys. How does it make you feel to know that you're so stuffed with random organs?
Are you less likely to want your appendix to be removed now that you know it has a function?
Yeah, what about that appendix, everybody? Do you see it as friend or foe now? I'm still wary of the appendix.
Yeah, it's a friend that'll turn on you at any moment.
Yeah. But I think of all friends that way. You can let us know how you think, what you think on Twitter. You can let us know how you think. On Twitter, and
also,
what you think.
Yeah, and
where
why,
you think.
Why you think.
Let us know everything about every thought you've ever had on Twitter. That's the call to action this week.
Give us every...
Just tweet everything that pops into your head until we mute or block you. And you can hashtag that, you asked me to.
Yeah, that's good.
And hey, if you're going to be at PAX South, by the way, we probably did this at the top of the episode too, but... I know you fast forward through that. We will also be at PAX South.
We're going to be at PAX South Saturday, 4 p.m. in a theater that has a name.
It's got a name. Its name was Robert Paulson.
Ugh.
We didn't look at the PAX schedule before we recorded.
It was Saturday, 4
p.m. But it's Saturday, 4 p.m. If you're going to PAX South, check the schedule. We're on there.
Be there.
Be there. We're going to have stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to do episodes.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.